welcome to the live show.
We are
of
live.
The Cine Gang.
Hello.
Gang!
Sorry, naano ako eh. Live eh, kaya hindi ko alam kung anong gagawin.
Oh, tonight guys, we have a very, very special guest all the way from somewhere in Pampanga. Where are you right now?
Angeles City po. Angeles City.
Christine the Cabalen foodie!
Woo-hoo! Hi!
Woo-hoo! You know, guys, I've been following Christine the Cabalen foodie for like, I remember it was actually Chef Ed who discovered you.
Yes.
Who brought us into our lives.
Kasi
I think that was the Lizanella video. Hindi po.
That's exactly the one.
Yeah.
Kasi nagre-research tayo nun eh ng anong masarap kainan sa Clark. Kasi may Clark ano tayo na trip.
Yes,
diba?
Yes. We went to Swiss Hotel, no? Swiss Hotel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So yun yung ano story behind it.
Okay. Hindi, kailangan natin klaruhin na kasi baka mamaya isipin mga creepy dudes lang tayo na nag-monitor ng mga nasa TikTok.
That's beside the point. That's beside the point. Okay, that's another story, di ba? No, but ever since naman that time, I've been following you and we've spoken about this on IG and I've been a big fan of your work, no? I really enjoy watching your videos. And I love how you really have a love for Pampanga. Were you, if you don't mind me asking, were you born and raised talaga
in, yes po.
In Angeles?
Bali, San Fernando po.
San Fernando.
San Fernando, Pampanga, and Angeles City are right beside each other. Right. So my entire family is from San Fernando, mother's side and father's side. If you know yung town kung saan sumikat yung mga pinapako, sa Cruz every Holy Week, kamag-anak ko po yung mga yun.
Kamag-anak ko yun.
Bawal magmano kapag Holy Week kasi may butas.
So, napanood ko yung kamag-anak nyo kasi dati we were going to shoot in Pangasinan so we had to go through. Hindi, nakalimutan ko na ano na pala, Holy Week na pala. Ayan. So on our way up to Pangasinan, ang dami namin nadaanan na gano'n yung I forgot what the term is eh. Yung
nagpipenitensya.
Oh, yung nagpipenitensya yun. Yeah. So I'm sure nakita ko na yung kamag-anak niyo.
Yeah, at some point para siyang nagiging rite of passage for them. And then kami naman, the reason why we moved to Angeles City, bali sa lahat ng family namin kami lang nasa Angeles City, is because we went to school there. And then yung UP Pampanga kasi is nasa Clark din. So I'm from there. So, lahat ng schooling namin ng dalawang brothers ko sa Angeles City, eh, lagi rin namang bumabaha sa San Fernando. So, medyo safer for us going to school as kids to move sa Angeles City. Pero, yeah, really, Kapampangan po talaga.
Mm. Ang ganda ng ano, no? Tell us more about yourself, Christine, ni Christine.
How did you get into content creation? Yan yung tanong ko.
Kasi sa TikTok kita na-discover eh. TikTok lang ba yung content mo? Or may IG and Facebook lang? Ay rin.
Eventually po, I
all around
Facebook
yan.
And IG na rin. Pero noong una, TikTok lang.
Ah.
And yung ano po, yung funny thing dun is, I did not like it noong una. Kasi parang akala ko yung mga sumasayaw lang. Yung TikTok. Akala ko ganun lang. I did not know there was a different side of it.
Kami rin?
Had a friend na
kala namin, sabi namin, puro nagsasayaw lang to. Kaya kami rin nun eh.
May puro sumasayaw. I did not think it was for me. And I had a friend practicing photography. Sabi niya, I'm learning tricks sa TikTok. Sabi niya, meron pala. Sabi ko. So I tried to download the app. Tapos doon ko na unang napanood yung Sinasupport Local. Those are the first few food content creators that I watched. Tapos,
it was almost during the pandemic?
Patapos na po yung pandemic. Pwede nang kumain ulit sa labas.
Okay.
And then it was just a joke for me and my friends na kasi yung mga nag-work from home, umuwi from Bataan, Baguio. Iba-iba yung restrictions natin per city, di ba? Sa Angeles, it was quite chill. Pwede na kaming kumain sa labas. Our friends from Manila, naka-barricade pa yung mga street nila. So it was a private joke with me and my friends, na pag binivideo ko yung sarili kong kumakain na ng Samji, And then pinopost ko, parang iniingit ko lang sila na, uy, dito pwede, nandiyan hindi pa.
Teka. What is Samji? Paki-clarify sa ating viewers and listeners.
Really, napansin ko po yan. Sa Angeles kasi, very common for us to call Samgyupsal na Samji.
Samji.
It's a term here. Nare-realize ko pag ang kausap ko, they're not from here na, uy, ano yun? Oo nga pala.
So, Samji.
Dito, may bago ko natutunan ngayon. Yun yung tawag doon.
And then parang iniingit ko lang yung friends ko na, uy, pwede na ditong kumain sa fast food, sa inyo hindi pa. Minamayday ko. Until they just got used to seeing me eating. Mm-hmm. Tapos, ako naman at that time, ang dami ng video sa phone ko, pero ayokong i-delete. Sabi ko, edit ko na lang and then i-post ko so I can delete them from my phone. Ganun lang naman po yung nag-start. Para I can delete them but not really lose the footage. Kasi even before that, I've been traveling. And whenever I travel, I explore din yung food kasi medyo nagluluto din po ako. So
parang would you say na nung nag-start ka mag-post, did you have an idea na magiging kilala ka as a food vlogger? Or talaga no. Nagpo-post ka lang para hindi ma-erase yung?
Yan lang para po talaga. Nag-post lang ako para hindi na siya ma-erase. Para kasi personally for me, like my Instagram dati, it's my own diary. Para maalala ko na in this year, nagpunta ako ng Cebu, ito yung mga pinuntahan ko. So I post the photos, complete caption. So parang nung dinownload ko sa TikTok, gagawin ko rin lang siyang ganun. It's my diary because I've been traveling. Kung lahat ng tao, for example, when they graduate from college, ang naging goal nila ay bibili ako ng sasakyan, bibili ako ng gadget. Ako, nung gumraduate ako, what I did was travel lang. Talaga. Travel lang and did really explore as much as I can. So, I think that's also one of the things. Even before I tried posting about food and a little bit of travel, I've been doing it for years. That's okay. Probably why it did not come as hard for me to kind of translate into narrating my experience.
Likas sa'yo gawin yun. Oo.
Apo. Bago lang yung kinishare ko siya sa ibang tao. Pero matagal ko na siyang ginagawa for myself.
Cool.
I wanted to ask lang kasi sabi mo you didn't want to dance on TikTok and all of that. But I know that you sing. I know you have a beautiful voice. Di mo naisip to try to utilize that also? To sing on TikTok?
Yeah, actually po yung friends ko for the longest time, even before TikTok was a thing, nung ang vlogging doon ay parang YouTube pa lang. Tinatanong nila ko, why not? Kasi pwede kang kumanta. Sinasabi ko naman, yes, I can sing, but hindi naman ako kasing galing nung mga nagva-viral. Parang, I can carry that tune, but I cannot be, parang mga Catherine Velarde and all that. I cannot.
Pero alam mo namang hingi kami ng sample ngayon, di ba?
Habang and live.
I also do like arts and crafts. So sasabihin nila, yung arts and crafts mo, marunong ka manahin ng damit. You can do that. Mag-upcycle ka ng mga ukay-ukay. I-post mo. Tinatamad ako. Yung encouragement has always been from my friends. Sinasabi ko, maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'm too late for it. Marami ng sikat. Sasama pa ba ako? Diba?
But it's the food that came naturally to you talaga na,
Okay. Opo, yun pa yung hindi nila. Although alam nila naman na at I kind of like cook. Because, Syempre, sa Kapampangan, parang hindi pwedeng hindi ka marunong mag-participate sa event na yun. sabi rin nila, ayan, pag nagluto ka, i-post mo. Di man ako chef, sabi ko, mga ganyan, di ba? So lahat ng pushback, binigay ko rin naman. Tapos, doon sa hindi mo ine-expect, just because you don't want to lose some memories. The first video I actually played with and tried to post is Ugbo. Ugbo Tondo.
Sa Ugbo? Okay.
Yes, and then po, what's funny is that the footage was actually February of 2022. Na-post siya around September 2022. That's how long it's been. Talagang nag-a-archive na lang ako ng mga videos na sige na, delete ko na to, pwede na. Tapos kuha lang ako ng highlights na ipopost ko sa TikTok and then delete na. Ganun, naglilinis lang talaga ako ng gallery. Tapos and then it biglang nag-8,000, sabi ko. And then yung mga kasama ko sa work, nag-8,000, big deal na yon. Kasi for someone who's not really trying to become famous, bigla, 8,000 ka na, sabi nila. And then someone kind of just gave a challenge. Uy, 20,000 before the year ends. Ginaganyan ako. And then I posted the video of daga. Yung nagtitinda ng hotdog sandwich sa Tondo.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, bakit daga?
That video.
Di ko alam yun.
Yung kung nag-hotdog sandwich sa Divisoria.
Oh.
So his story was he used to be parang stature siya doon. Tapos sobrang galing niya daw. Hindi mo siya mahahabol. Kaya daga yung tawag sa kanya. Mabilis daw tumakbo.
A snatcher! Yeah, okay.
So, pero eventually, he wanted to turn his life around. So, naging businessman siya. That's his backstory.
This is the hotdog na maraming mayo and cheese, di ba?
Ah, so yeah, yung may parang cabbage ba o lettuce sa ibabaw? Tapos sobrang, okay. Siya pala yun.
And then, I posted that video. Galing akong BGC, pa-uwi akong Pampanga. I posted the video bago sumakay ng bus. Pag-uwi ko, and the travel time is around 1.5 hours. Pag-uwi ko, 1.5 million.
Wow.
For 1.5 hours. Tapos, and of course, because when you get mga video na medyo nagwa-viral, di ba? You get followers from that. That video probably parang got me about 13,000 followers from that video. It ended at around, nag-stop yung trend niya at around 2.7 million. That wow. video. And then, by end of the year, last year, it ended at 50,000. So sabi ko sa, tapos, ayun, parang, I started posting videos September-ish. And then the invite started to come in like November. And then it, November of 2022. And then it just did not stop po from there. Hindi ko na alam kung paano.
Buti, that, buti bago, bago mag-viral, buti di na-snatch yung cellphone mo.
Ay, marami po nag-comment na actually, ang lakas ng loob ni ate, sabi. Ako naman, mannerism ko po talaga, kahit gaano, a busy airport, Divisoria, or anything, hawak po talaga siya. Because I had a worse experience na nilagay ko sa bag ko at nasungkit sa bag ko.
So, pagsabag. Oo naman. Ako bulsa, nasungkit na eh. Kaya natuto ko pag MRT, medyas. Bago pa kami sumakay, either MRT or bus, tago mo na sa medyas.
Or nakasipit sa kilikili.
Pag sa briefs, kasi kakapain ka pa ng snatcher eh, ng holdupper eh. Pag sa medyas, di na yuyuko yun eh. Promise. At saka, yung cellphones dati maliit eh. So kaya mo i-shoot. O kaya mo i-shoot yun dati eh. Ngayon eh, paano mo ang mga Note Pro na malalaki, di ba? Yung iPhone Pro Max. Paano may shoot sa medyas? Dati kaya. Sinushoot talaga namin pag MRT. Mm. Oo. So yun.
Yun. So, it just started from there. I got invites nung una. And maybe it's because of that. Kaya my algorithm is like half, 50% Manila, 50% Pampanga.
Mm-hmm. Maybe okay,
it's probably because I had a video who that did well that's based in
Manila.
In Manila. Yeah.
Pero maganda rin, you hooked me on your content nung nag-Baguio ka rin. Ang ganda nung parang camping na ginagawa niyo. Tapos doon ko nakita na nagluluto ka.
Ano po yun? I think that was Noche Buena po.
Noche Buena, correct.
Yeah. Yun, kasi I also planned that properly kasi from bringing the ingredients, ano yung dadalin ko, ano ba yung easy, ano ba yung pwede kong gawin sa breakfast na leftovers from what I did from the dinner. Kasi nga, it's camping, so I have to be smart with what I'm bringing. I really enjoyed that also. At that point, I was just probably like, what, into TikTok like 3 months in. Yun pong video na yun.
Nice. Okay yun. I mean, kami naman, well, aside from that, no, Christine, we became instant fans. Yung day na na nakita namin yung video mo, sinabi ko kagad kila Richie, pare, kain tayo dito. As in, kailan natin kumain dito sa Lizanela, di ba? Diyan lang daw sa may SM Clark. Pagpunta namin, hindi kami hindi ka mapapahiya sa recommendation mo, Christine. Ang sarap. Parang we got the, ano tawag doon? Pata ba na pares? Tama ba?
Bulalo
pares. Parang bulalo pares. Pero pork bulalo siya. Hindi siya beef eh. Naalala ko eh. Tapos ang sarap, ang rich niya eh. Tapos meron nga, tama, may beef bulalo rin na pares. Ang sarap. Grabe yun.
kasi yun eh. Parang go-to na siya ng lahat. At saka 24 hours pa siya. Tapos lahat ng mag-out from Clark. If you're from Clark, eto lahat yung babaan ng jeep. Terminal yun eh. So everyone working graveyard shift, papasok ka pa lang, pauwi ka na dun lahat. Yung students from UP, Clark, pagpauwi kasi ang likod nun ay barrio, so puro dorm. So even the students going home, or papasok rin sa school, doon kakain, doon magdi-dinner doon, and everything. So that's why it's a go-to for people living in that area.
May sinama pa kaming writer ng spot.ph. Akala namin makukulture shock eh. Ano? Natuwa. Girl to eh, girl. Tapos parang ano yung datingan niya, social-social. Pero kung kumain, tuwang-tuwa siya. She was really happy. Oo, as in, astig.
Would you say na ano, you've been to a lot of places around the country already. No? Would you say that Pampanga for you is really the capital, the food capital of the Philippines?
Grabe ka, pinot mo siya on the spot. Hindi siya pwede.
Why not? Why
I would ask that question. I was asked to speak for a school dito sa San Fernando. I would still say yes. Yeah. Okay. Although there's a close second to my heart that I really think na never ako nalungkot sa mga luto nila is Bicol.
Okay.
Oo.
Char. Madalas ka, nagbibicol ka? Char?
Yes. Because it just so happened may friends ako na maraming taga-Bicol. So someone invited us to go home with them every year for 5 consecutive years. Every time na uuwi siya sa Bicol and yung family niya is from everywhere. May Legazpi, may Sorsogon, may Masbate. So lahat nung tao, nung lahat ng kamag-anak niya for those 5 years, inuwi niya kami lahat doon. So every time that I go there, wala akong hindi nagustuhan.
Hindi, it's not only spicy food?
Or not most of it that, is spicy? Okay. It's the seafoods that, well, maraming halos gata po, no? And it's the seafoods na hindi ko na alam na pwede mo palang igata. Meron palang shellfish na ganyan kalaki yung laman. Na pwede rin igata. Mga ganon na niluluto nila and it's good.
Ang favorite comparison ko nga sa Bicolano food is parang Korean food. So, pag pinansin mo yung Korean food, parang meron silang parang base, di ba? Yung parang gochujang base. So, kaya ang dami nilang stew na puro pula.
Yeah.
And then flavored yun with bagoong or salted fish, ganyan. Pag tinignan mo yung Bicol, pag pumunta ka ng Bicol, ganun din yung pagkain nila. Pero instead of gochujang, gata. Tapos flavored with salted fish. Mm-hmm. Or ano. So, parang basically, pag may lumalangoy doon, isipin na nila kung pwedeng i-gata to.
Pwede i-gata.
Parang
ganun,
parang ganun yung line of thinking nila. Eh. And you know, to good results. And I have to say, yung hindi siya as spicy as people thought it to be. Kumbaga yung balance nung gata really makes it for everyone, no? So, huwag ka lang magbibicol express, no? But parang it really tempers it kasi doon ang Bicol Express ang turo sa akin ng Bicolano is wala ang gulay dun sa dish na yon is yung sili.
Opo, hindi
pwedeng kaunting sili, dapat magkasing rami yung sili at saka yung meat or even more.
Yeah, opo.
Christine.
But yeah, going back, I would still say to Pampangan. Kasi it has to be flavorful. Like, I can eat kare-kare here and eat kare-kare elsewhere. Pag tinanong ako, ba't sabi mo masarap din? Yes, masarap. Because I'm trying to factor in that I'm not in Pampanga. So if I'm not in Pampanga at hindi sila ganun ka-savory magtimpla in that province, masarap. Pero pag dinala mo dito sa luto ng mga lola natin, medyo iba. So I have to adjust my judgment according to where I am, right? Like pag sinabi ng pisig, ba't hindi ka galit? Kasi may mayo, may ano. As long as they do not call it kapampangan sisig, kahit lagyan nila ng strawberry jam, if that's what they wanna put.
Strawberry jam!
It's okay.
Tama yun.
Just don't call it kapampangan sisig, right? Yun lang naman ang issue doon. But if you're in
Christine,
another country or place, it's okay.
Speaking of sisig, meron tayong phone in question para sa'yo. What is your top Pampanga food of all time? Just one, ah, sabi ni Rel Hernandez. So, diba? Just one. Just one.
Apart from
kanta
wag
na
ng sisig, I would say kare-kare po.
Kare-kare. Bakit? Yeah. Bakit?
Because when they cook it here, the flavor has to be like in the meat. Nauso po yung kare-kare na crispy kare-kare. And it's good. Pero iba yung...
Sino kaya nagpauso noon? Sino na nagpauso noon?
Pogi daw, pogi naman pogi daw.
Bagong gupit pa. Hindi mo bagong tasayan. Bagong tasayan, guys. Kanina lang 'yan for Chinese. May nakita akong video Chinese New Year, kailangan daw magpagupit eh. Ngayon ko lang narinig
sabi,
'yun.
Ha, hindi totoo 'yan kasi hindi ako nagpagupit eh.
Talaga? Pero sabi lang nga, Chinese kasi raw para yung the old you is gone, kaya magpagupit ka raw.
Hindi, ang importante sa Chinese New Year, magbayad kayo ng utang.
True.
Hindi, joke lang.
Wait, back to the kare-kare of Christine. So hindi kayo yung sa masyadong crispy, but you like yung low and slow cooking.
Yeah, masarap din yung crispy na kare-kare. But iba yung hit na it cooked slow in the aromatics. Even like I hear my father say, wag mong iluluto sa pressure cooker. You really have to cook it slow.
Agree ako dyan.
Kare-kare. And ako rin po, my style when I cook, hindi ko siya pinapakulo sa water na naka-pressure cooker. Gusto ko, ginisa ko muna siya. At kung pakukuluan ko man siya ng 2 hours, it's with the aromatics. So the meat has to be really like almost melt in your mouth. Tapos yung flavor has to come from even within the meat. Tapos yung kare-kare niya, it's not just peanut butter, it has to also be savory. Tapos yung pagkakaluto ng bagoong should also complement that. Masarap naman ang kare-kare sa ibang lugar, but there's just really something different with the balance of how they do it.
Tama. Ano ba, oxtail? Oxtail ba kayo? Oxtail yung kare-kare
dyan sa inyo?
Sa matatanda
po, gusto nila oxtail. Ako, oxtail. I'm okay with, ayoko, pagdating sa pork, ayoko yung fatty meats.
So beef na lang, mga beef na yung ginagamit niyo, yung mga brisket siguro.
Oo, pero like my father and yung mga matatanda po dito, oxtail po talaga yung gusto nila dyan.
Oo, oy.
Ako, tuwalya man ako eh. May ilaw sa tuwalya.
Talyos.
Yung iba may taba. Yung balat ng baka nilalagay pa nung iba.
Oo.
So yung going to that, no, kasi I like na yung parang may good attitude ka about, you know, okay, if I go to a place, iba yung pagluto nila sa pagluto namin. But going back to yung pagluto sa Pampanga, right? Marami kang nire-review na places sa Pampanga. Alam naman natin na almost every person in Pampanga takes pride in their food.
Oh, yeah.
Nahirapan ka bang mag-review? Meron bang mga nagagalit sa'yo? Kasi, syempre, mga kapampangan, very, very personal sa kanila yung food. So what happens if you review tapos hindi mo masyadong nagustuhan or...
If it's really that bad, I will not post it po. Ime-message ko na lang si Orna, sir, hindi ko kaya eh. Medyo talaga. Eh sometimes then they ask me, bakit lahat ng post mo masarap? Wala kaming narinig sa'yo na hindi masarap. Kasi if it's a little too bad, and if I post it, they have a business, they have kids that they need to go to school. What if my post will affect their income and the kids won't be able to go to school anymore? Like, di ba? You can't ruin someone else's living just because you did not have a good dinner. So I'll just probably message them, sir, parang hindi po ako na, ayoko i-post kasi hindi ako na-satisfied. So next time na lang pag naayos na. So mostly if I post something, I liked it. The majors na lang na medyo maalat, eto matigas yung beef, eto masyadong matamis, that I can just say na kasi it's very easily parang rectifiable, di ba? And hindi naman masisira yung business pag sinabi mo may isang dish na medyo maalat, pwede naman nilang ayusin. Pero for those that are really kind of bad, hindi ko na lang po siya ipopost din. Message ko na lang yung owner so they can correct on their own.
Gusto ko yung idea na yun na parang, kumbaga, hindi naman sa hindi ka magsasabi ng puna, no, or negative. It's just na it's the minor stuff that can be easily corrected. Kumbaga, kung talagang major disaster yung pagpunta, huwag mo na lang post, di ba? Pero kung corrections lang naman, okay lang naman maging negative. Basta klaro na, okay, ito yung mali, di ba? Or ito sana yung nangyari. Kasi parang minsan, I think we talk about this all the time, di ba? Yung parang minsan may mga review tayo na they'll tell us it's bad or they'll tell us it's good, pero walang dahilan. So parang hindi natin alam kung ano yun, anong nangyari, anong problema, bakit, di ba? Yung, kumbaga parang sasabihin nila, may something kasi paano yung something, sabihin mo naman sa amin para alam namin kung pupunta kami o hindi.
I guess, diba? Ano po kasi yun, when the content creator does not cook. Kaya, di ba? I mean, kung hindi ka nagluluto, how can you identify na, ah, ito, nasobrahan to sa bagoong. Ah, ito, dessert niya, nasobrahan na sa cinnamon because you don't know what cinnamon tastes like. I guess that happens sometimes when the content creator cannot cook. And you can't judge them for that. Gusto nilang kumain if that's their talent. But it also gives them a little bit of a limitation when it comes to sharing their idea of the flavor profile.
So you think yung background mo of being able to, you know, being Kapampangan and being able to cook so many dishes really helps you review food?
It does. Ang father ko po kasi, magaling magluto. Magaling magluto. Yung pag magluluto ka sa bahay, para ka nasa master chef. Pag hindi masarap ka, sabihin niya. So, you have to perform well.
So, hindi tayo magluluto sa bahay niya.
Parang kaldereta, dahil specialty niya yon. Pag walang garbanzo, huwag mo nang lutuin. Pag hindi ko, huwag na. Hindi mo to nilagyan ng bell pepper. Overcook ang gulay mo dito. So, ayan. They have that standard. So it kind of made me hyper aware of how I do things or how this tastes like kahit nung bata pa ako. So unintentionally, I was kind of in an informal training.
Nakakatuwa naman. Parang tama eh. Kasi hirap ako sa mga ibang vlogger minsan. Laki ng following. Tapos ganda yung pag-edit ng video. Pero pag nag-VO na, yung uy, chicken. Lasang chicken naman. Hindi, yung chicken. Lasang
chicken
manok.
Na chicken parang, ang lasa.
Chicken na chicken yung lasa ng chicken. Parang ako.
Opo, I guess yun. So sometimes siguro if they want to hone their craft. But I mean, if it's really gonna be your living, why not really learn? Diba? Sometimes try to cook. You don't have to be a master chef. Pero at least you get a deeper understanding of what you're trying to explain to people.
I really like that. Kasi parang also, even if takot kayong magluto sa kusina, another thing would be to talk with the person making the dish para maintindihan nyo yung ano yung gusto nilang mangyari dun sa dish, ano yung... sorry, chismoso kasi ako, so ganun ako. So when I go to restaurants, pag nakakausap ko yung mga nagluluto, like kung tinatanong, bakit mo ginagawa to? Galing ba sa pamilya mo to? Ano ba yung... reasoning behind ito yung paggawa mo. And I find na it helps you review food better kasi may buong background ka na nung... So even if you cannot cook, diba, just try to add a level of understanding. Gusto ko yung sinabi mo, yung ito yung ginagawa mo, pagalingin mo rin yung sarili mo, diba? Kumbaga, yun yung field na pinili mo. Mag-invest ka rin sa sarili mo.
It can't always be just face value, diba? Kaya maganda or pogi. It won't always be. I mean, that could be a good catapult. Kinamaan
tayo dun, ah.
Affected ako dyan, ah. Sorry na.
Oh, tulad niyan. Siyempre po, hindi lang po yung gandang lalaki niya yung ginamit niya.
Hirap yung gaganong-ganon ako sa video, yung kagat labi lang. Hirap.
Pero yun po, ano naman, nakakatuwa din naman kasi meron yung chef nga dito na he asked me to come in, niluto niya, ganyan. Sabi ko, syempre nagtatanong din ako, chef, anong ginamit mo dito? Ganyan, ganyan. Tapos natawa siya, ma'am, ba't di ka nalang magtrabaho sa akin? Sabi niya. Although sometimes, minsan parang iniisip ko rin kasi at the back of my mind, uy, pag hindi na ako kakain dito, kaya ko balutuin sa bahay. Kaya minsan sabi ko, chef, gamit mo ba? Ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. They're not gonna reveal their secrets, but kung tama na yung hula mo, they're just gonna agree, no? Oo, tama, tama. So sometimes I also have that, ano kasi, idea when I eat outside. That's why parang hinihimay ko yung lasa. Kaya ko ba itong lutuin someday at home? Mm-hmm. Siguro, it's because of that then. Yung ugali ko ganun.
Who would you say is ano? Yung ano mo, the pride of Pampanga. When you hear that, when someone says, oh, sino yung kakilala niyo from Pampanga? Who would you say na proud ka to say that the first person that comes into your mind is si ganyan?
Oh, yung chef po namin dito, si Chef Cherry of Apagmaranglen, si Chef Vince of Chef Baboy. Because they're the chefs of Pampanga. Kumbaga, may isa pa silang kasama sa Chef Howard. Parang power trio yung when it comes to yung mga magluluto ng kapampang. And for sure, I guess narinig nyo na rin po yung Pagmarangle, one of the, ano, parang sinasabi talagang, and I agree din, na they wave the flag of lutong bahay, lutong Kapampangan.
I've never been there, Christine. Can you,
what?
Ito,
are
serious
you
request,
me?
Ha? Ah, parang
po.
Can you take us there? Parang sure. Mag-food trip tayo dyan.
Sure po.
Dalawang beses na ako doon. Ang sarap doon.
Yeah. Kasi talaga? Po, natuwa daw si Chef Cherry doon when we haven't met yet at that time. And I posted my first video at Pagmarangle. Sabi ko kasi, I have an issue whenever some restaurants claim to be serving Kapampangan food. Tapos hindi naman lasang lutong Kapampangan, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Why would they do that? Ako, I would never claim to cook Kapampangan food. It's like the worst thing you can do to yourself. Parang you're just gonna open
hindi
yourself
naman po
up.
Sa, ano, I mean, I think I can say this because I'm Kapampangan. Napaka-judgmental po ng Kapampangan. kasi like my lola, well, she passed away like 2 years ago. Pero when she was still alive, everyone knows na she's the best cook in their barrio. Nung matanda na siya, syempre yung tumatanda, nawawalan po ng filter, no? It comes with aging, no? Pag makikikain sa labas, ba't niyo ako pinakain na wala lasa? Tapos masarap pa yung luto ko dito. I would say, ang kahit kami na younger, kaya lang naming i-filter pa yung sarili namin for the sake of being polite. Pero at the back of your mind, you're like that. Ano ba ito? Mas masarap pa luto ko dito. Nagbayad ako ng bill, masarap pa yung niluto ng nanay ko. Eh, so if you claim na Kapampangan ang niluto mo, tapos hindi ka pumasa sa Kapampangan. Diba? Eh si Chef Cherry, yun daw ang naging medyo, ano niya, struggle niya. Magluluto ka ng Kapampangan dish, kapag niluto mo yan sa Bicol, pwede. Kasi kahit medyo sumablay, hindi naman nila alam. Pero magluluto ako ng china-champion ko na Kapampangan cuisine, and I'm in the heart of Pampanga, andito lahat yung pwedeng, di ba, mag-judge sa akin. But surprisingly, right. For her, her business, you know, became successful because they really represent lutong, parang luto ng mga lola pag fiesta. Mga ganon.
Yun yung ano eh, yun yung admirable kay Chef Cherry. Kasi nga, to be able to say na, hindi, sa Pampanga ako, tas magluluto ako ng Kapampangan na, you know, lutong bahay. Parang you're challenging na they can have that at home eh. And yet people will still come to her restaurant. Yun yung...
It's exactly her struggle. Magluluto ako ng swam mais. Eh, kaya niyo naman lutuin yan sa bahay? Kikita ba ako? We're cooking something yes. That you can eat at home. Tapos sabi ko, unfortunately po, itong mga ganitong edad, aware ka sa lasa kasi masarap magluto ang lola mo pero hindi mo na kayang lutuin for yourself. So, didepende ka ngayon dito sa mga ganitong restaurant that represent Kapampangan taste kasi hindi mo kayang lutuin mag-isa. And that's sad. That's, when I was younger, sabi ko sa sarili ko, if, you know when they ask you a very, ano, parang childish question na kung mayaman na mayaman na mayaman ka, what's your dream? I at that age, I would say, gusto ko magkaroon ng school to preserve like traditional cooking. That was my like my silly dream as a kid. Kasi nakakahiya naman tayo, culinary capital of the Philippines tayo. Tapos pag tinanong mo si ano pa paano magluto ng sinaing na tulingan, hindi marunong. Diba? So sabi ko, I think kasi even at that early age, yung identity natin and culture, kasama dun yung what we serve in our plate. And if ang alam na lang natin kainin ay shawarma and Italian spaghetti and burgers. Diba? Nasaan yung Filipino doon? Nasaan yung Kapampangan doon? So that was also something that I think I've been passionate about even as a kid. So whenever I meet someone, I also try to learn. If they're willing to share some of their secrets, why not? And natutuwa ako pag merong someone who's able to preserve that. Kasi sa age namin, meron pa. Pero sa mga younger, like really like the 20 years olds, ang alam nilang lutuin siguro, ano na, Korean dishes. May luluto nila sa bahay. Di ba po? Mga ganyan na eh.
Wait, nakalimutan ko na yung term. Ano yung terms? Samgi.
Yes.
Tama ba?
Oo, magka-samgi sa bahay. Marunong ako gumawa ng kimchi, ganyan na. Pero,
Christine, may ano?
Yes po.
Meron ulit tayong phone-in question.
Yes.
Cha-chan. Madam, love your wisdom. I want to pick your brain and know what your take is on X deals, influencers asking for free stuff, etc.
Okay.
I know one of your latest partnerships was with Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
So take us through that. Ano yung mga take mo sa ganyan? Yung mga branded content, sponsored content. Kasi kami naman, kami tatlo dito ni Richie at ni Sharwin, hindi kami mag-ano. We're not gonna tiptoe around it. We do get branded content and sponsored content from time to time. We want to understand kung pareho ba ang mindset all over the country, the world.
Mm-hmm.
No? Ano pong pananaw nyo dito?
Number one, if someone's going to use their status as a content creator to ask for freebies, of course that's wrong in so many different levels. But then again, if a business will ask for your help to promote their business, it makes sense for them to compensate your effort. Because for example, ipapapictorial mo yung anak mo magbo-birthday, ipapalibre mo na lang ba dun sa photographer? Eh, that's their art. Diba? Otherwise, kung ayaw mo siyang bayaran, ba't hindi ka mag-hire ng isang crew na mag-shoot ng commercial for you? Let's see how much you're gonna shell out for that, diba? Magbayad ka ng artista to promote, you're gonna lose hundreds of thousands. So, at the same time, you're going to ask someone na pwede namang natulog na lang siya sa bahay. Diba? But they're going to take some time and effort shooting and editing. What if hindi niya naman, kunyari, ang product mo ay cake. Di naman siya mahilig sa cake. So they're gonna go out of their comfort zone to make a video for you. Eh, hindi naman pwedeng thank you lang yun. Di ba?
Totoo.
Kasi, let's be fair. I like when someone told me, let's support businesses who support content creators.
Diba?
Because, and there are businesses, so it's funny, someone, may nagkaroon po kasi ng group chat yung TikTok content creators. May nagsend ng screenshot na, bibigyan kita ng isang kilong liyempo in exchange for a video. Tapos sabi nung content creator na to, ma'am, sabi niya, ang mahal nung ano ko, kawali ko, tapos isang kilong liyempo lang yung katapat ko, sabi niya. So I mean, diba, there's nothing wrong also to help. There are businesses that we really just want to help. Kahit hindi niya tayo bayaran. That happens. Pero if someone asks you to go out of your way to promote their business, may cost yon. That's marketing. Bakit? Pag kumita ka ba, babalatuan mo ba ako? Hindi naman. Di ba?
That's a good point.
Sa'yo lahat yon. Sa'yo lahat yung benefit nun. Hindi naman sa akin. Hindi naman yung mga, yung future ng anak ko yung na-secure ko kung sakaling gumanda yung business mo. Di ba? So, let's be fair. If you ask for someone to work on a project for you, that's their art. If hindi ka naman magpapapaint, uy, ex-deal mo na lang ako, bibilan ko yung pintura, saka yung canvas. Libre na lang. Hindi naman pwede. So it's the same with content creators. Pakakainin na nga kita, babayaran pa kita. Pwede naman po ako magluto sa bahay. Diba? And
correct.
Hindi
correct.
Naman ako mahilig sa ganyan. But gagawan kita ng review. So it's an effort.
Actually, lalo na in this day and age, no? Sasabihin nila, hindi, libre na yung pagkain mo, punta ka na lang sa amin. But yung transpo mo, yung kung aalis ka ng regular job mo, magda-day off ka para itry yung restaurant, that costs money also. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you do get your food for free, pero
if it's a struggling business, why not? Diba po? And we're really helping. Pero if you see that it's a big corporation, hello, diba? Parang medyo, uy, ano rin tayo, ano din? It depende po sa ano, case to case po talaga siya. Ako, even at this point, there are a lot of people who are automatic pass sa X deal, diba? And you have to respect them kasi baka ito na yung bread and butter nila. Ako naman, I would say, piliin mo pa rin. If home-based business lang siya, liit lang naman, baka pwede mo lang tulungan, talaga nagsastruggle. There's this one sidewalk vendor this one time, sabi niya, please ma'am, please, di ba? Are you going to force them to pay you? Hindi rin naman. Pero yun nga, if it's a very big corporation, and it's they're not playing fair, na. Kasi if, di ba, you're making the big bucks, then you're taking advantage probably of someone gullible enough to promote your business for you for free while you make all the money. Medyo hindi rin yun fair. So, binabalance po natin. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na 100% bayad ako lahat o 100% ex-deal ako lahat dahil mabuti ako tao. Hindi, depende po talaga yun sa situation. Pero yun, maganda taking advantage yun. For it, about it, kasi we also are aware that it happens na, uy, content creator ako, punta ako dyan. Diba?
I remember when we were when we were speaking about you guesting. Ang sinabi mo kasi you said, "Ay, perfect Thursday kasi wala akong work."
Yeah.
Did you mean you have a day job?
Yeah,
also,
opo, meron
or did
po,
you mean content? Ah, you have a day job then.
Yeah.
Grabe, sa dami mong pinupuntahan, may day job ka pa?
Opo.
May time ka pa?
Opo. Matinding ano siya, matinding planning tsaka time management din.
Galing.
Oo, which
I thought may work ka, but then kasi 'di ba our discussion was wala akong work doon, pero may dinner ako pupuntahan. Uh-huh. May event ako pupuntahan sa gabi. You were saying like that. So I was thinking I thought
the event was not the work.
It was I thought it was content creation or something like that. Yung pala, may day job ka pala.
Uh-huh. Opo.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, grabe.
It also kind of gives me the freedom kasi rin to create the content not entirely for the money kasi it's not my bread and butter. Also.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of content creators, I noticed, lalo na, let's say, I see someone famous on Instagram or TikTok. Pagka nagsisend ka ng inquiry, may rate card na rin sila.
Yeah.
You know what? Hindi ako na-offend when they send me rate cards. Kunwari, baka gusto mo matikman yung food namin, ganyan. Yung, at saka, very, very clear sa rate card nila, if you wanna send it over, yung wala namang video, kahit photo lang, pipila namin yan. Kunwari, wala kayong budget, small lang kayo, business. Pero, yan, baka matagalan yan lumabas, dahil ang haba na ng pila. Pero, if you want it to be featured, you want a reel, na syempre, effort yan, video, editing, etc., voiceover, may halagang binigay, and it's very fair. Very fair naman compared to the following.
Akala nila ganda lang. Akala po kasi nila ganda lang, no? Pero editing, doing the voiceover, time management, chinut mo pa, 'di ba? It's also hard. Hindi naman siya nag-appear ka lang, nakikain ka lang ng libre, hindi rin. It's also fair for people to have their rates kasi nag-commute ka, nag-effort ka. Sometimes also, pag masyado ka ng maraming projects, you need someone to edit for you and you're gonna pay that person. Mm-hmm. So it really comes with the cost.
Yeah, I was gonna say nga na parang, I think what people forget, kasi parang nakikita nila sa, on TikTok or on Reels, parang nakikita nila, nag-shoot siya with the cellphone. And then nag-voiceover siya on the cellphone. So iniisip nila, kayang-kaya pala tong gawin.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people forget, no? And I know Richie will agree with me on this kasi yan rin ang background work niya before. When you enjoy these TV shows and movies, it's an entire team of like 20 people doing this work, no? Ngayong pag gumagawa ngayon ng videos on TikTok, it's a one-person team. If you're not big enough pa, di ba? Like, you shoot it, you're also hosting, you will edit, and then you will also do the VO later.
Yes.
And then ikaw rin magpa-publish. So, dati, limang tao yun. Ngayon, isang tao na lang.
Ikaw patatanggap ng backlash pag hindi sila nagustuhan. Ikaw lahat.
wala kang mabablame. Eh. Sabi, hindi, kasalanan ng editor yan. Ay, ako rin pala nag-edit na to.
yung mga kaibigan ko nga, minsan yung mga comment nila sa videos ko, walang kinalaman sa walang kinalaman sa pagkain na finiture ko o yung restaurant. Ang sama ng audio mixing mo today, ah. Sabi ko, eh, may sipon ako noon eh. Ang gagawin ko, di ba? Or, ano, or whatever. Sabi ko, bago kayo mag-comment sa akin ha, mag-like muna kayo and engage in my post. Okay? Para naman, ano, na may silbi naman kayo as friends.
Yeah. Kahit na hindi mo nagustuhan eh, no? Basta madagdagan mo lang yung engagement.
Oh, yun ang sasabi sa kanila. Guys, kung di kayo naniniwala sa pinost ko, eh ako rin naman as a chef, kailangan totoo rin sasabihin ko eh. Kasi, di ba, mamaya sabi nila, itong chef na to, ano ba panlasa nito? Bakit? Sabi niya, masarap dito, pero di pero naman. So, kailangan totoo rin. Kailangan totoo. Pero, yun nga, problema na rin yun. Dahil there's an extra burden, extra responsibility there. But, you know, it is what it is. Pinasukan natin yan.
Actually, I'm curious. This has nothing to do with, well, it has a little bit to do with the content creation. Kasi, I'm sure, like, you've seen people from Manila, mga content creators from Manila, they will go to Pampanga and say like, oh, let's do a Pampanga food trip, ganyan-ganyan. So I'm sure napanood mo itong mga to, no? Ano yung, meron bang place na feeling mo dapat mas maraming tao ang nag-feature pero nobody in Manila seems to know? Kasi like, may nakita kong post mo yung legendary Karinderia, yung... Katendera or
si Celis, nakain na ako dyan eh. Yung Celis kasi na, ano yun, may shoot kami dati GMA dyan, kami ng crew. Naalala ko kasi may adobong itik yata dyan or something. Kaya dinala ko yung crew ko dyan dahil nagta-take out lagi si dad dyan sa Celis. So sabi ko, nagulat yung mga cameraman eh. Sabi ko, uy, sarap nito ah. Yun ba yung sinasabi mo, Shari, yung Celis? Hindi, iba pa.
Hindi ko sure eh. But that's my question to you is, let's say ikaw ngayon, maybe two or three places na you wish were more featured na hindi pa napapansin ng mga Manila creators.
Hidden gem ng Pampanga. Parang anong ano, kung saan man, whatever city in Pampanga.
Ito pong mga Karinderia. Like, yung mga medyo kakalibre ni Celis. Meron yan sa Angeles. I think Ana Bea or Ani Bea ang pangalan. And I have to comment si Sir ano, Jazer Recinto. Kasi nahahalughog niya. There was ilang beses na siyang pupunta dito na gusto na parang magka-message kami, no, samahan mo ako on this date. Kaso pag dumating yung date na yun, meron.
Si Jazer ba siya, no? Si Thank You Lord?
Yes. Si First Bite.
Yeah. So, sobrang astig yan.
Ang dalas po niya dito sa Pampanga.
May show na siya sa TLC yes, daw, ha? Nakita ko. May show na yan.
Noong 27, TFC. Galing siya dito sa Pampanga.
TFC?
Yes, TFC. 27, galing yan dito sa Pampanga. Tapos, I was supposed to join him kaso I was invited sa ano nun, sa Pasay. So kami nagpalit ng lugar nun. Sabi niya, okay lang yan, babalik pa ako sa Pampanga. Pero siya, natutuwa ako na yung mga na-feature niya po, ay oo ah, mine ako dun ng bata ako ah. Yung mga ganun po siya na-feature. Like yung Ani Bea's Karinderia, it's parang Celis yun ng Angeles City. Tapos, yun din pong ano, for Sisig kasi, ang pinakasikat dito si Aling Lusing. Diba? But I think marami rin pong magagaling magluto ng sisig dito na okay ding mapansin. For example, yung... Pero sikat na rin naman talaga yon, yung Milas Tokwat Baboy. They're also really good.
Oh, Milas kami. Ako Milas fan ako.
That's my favorite place.
My favorite when it comes to dinuguan.
I go to Milas for the Tocino Barbecue.
Tocino Barbecue. Ako
dinuguan. Kahit nung panahon na naka-quarantine ako kasi nung pandemic, dinuguan yung pinadala nila sa akin from Milas. Hindi man, ano, prutas.
Dinuguan talaga eh.
Ko yun. Tapos, yung tokwat baboy nila may celery. Kaya masarap yung tokwat baboy nila eh. May celery.
Ako lang yata yung taong pumupunta sa Milas tokwat baboy at ang unang hinahanap yung tokwat baboy. Pero sobrang favorite ko talaga
yun. Sarap ng pakusalad nila, Min. Pulang itlog nila, ang sagana yung yolk. Yeah. Ang laki ng yolk dun sa pakusalad nila.
Meron pa bang sisig place apart from these two na we should try?
We have Angeles Fried Chicken. So kung may KFC internationally, we have KFC.
Ay, ang sarap dyan.
Nakikita ko yun. Nakikita ko yun.
Walang sisig doon.
May sisig doon?
Yes, opo. And this is from the family of previously kina Antoinette Cos, right? That's from their family po.
Hindi ko alam mo yun.
If you guys are old enough, you will know na yung KFC dati may parang slight cowboy theme. So, okay. Meron sila yung string ties, parang yung suot ni Colonel Sanders. Mga ganyan. So, yung Angeles Fried Chicken, meron pa rin ganung ano,
bolero
yung
ties.
Yung bolero. String ties, tapos sila na lang yung may roll. So pwede kang mag-order ng fried chicken, hindi rice with roll.
Ang sarap po nung di, ay, meron ako, kasi we went there last night or two nights ago, nagpa-take out talaga akong dalawang balot ng dinner rolls because and dati po pala daw, a long time ago, kinwento nung ano, may isang manager, si Chef Daza went there. Kinumend din naman yung ibang food, pero yung pinaka-kinumend niya, yung dinner rolls. So sabi nila, parang bittersweet for them kasi pinagmamalaki namin yung chicken. Nakumend naman, okay naman daw, pero yung talagang pinaka-nasarapan daw siya, yung dinner rolls. Pero okay pa rin, kasi may, nagustuhan niya pa rin, parang pa rin namin yun. Sabi, ang sarap nung dinner.
Pero actually, Char, yeah. Sorry, pero ano kasi, I'm a little lost kasi Daniel Padilla lang yung naabutan kong Colonel Sanders eh.
Ay wala. hindi ko tatanggapin yung Catherine Bernardo slander na yun. Kakamit ko lang sa kanya kahapon. So hindi ko tatanggapin yung slander na yun.
Saan mo na-meet? Ba't di mo kami di mo kami sinama?
Actually, hindi ko na-meet. Like nakita ko siya pero sobrang busy niya. So hindi ko na ginulo.
Sa pop-up anything, ba? Sa pop-up
anything that includes your binoculars or infrared binoculars doesn't count as meeting her.
Hindi. Ano to? Up close. Okay. Up close, promise. Pero hindi ko lang ginulo kasi marami siyang fans na nagpapapicture. So, hindi ko na ginulo. Kaya hindi ko tatanggapin yung slander mo. Ang Colonel Sanders dapat yung matandang ano pa rin. Maputi ang buhok.
Okay.
Ano pa?
Pero may sisig pala doon. So we gotta try the sisig.
I've been hearing really good stuff about yun nga, Angeles Fried Chicken.
They're planning to
really
have a branch in BGC daw sana. Eventually.
Aba, wow. Nice.
Yeah. I would go to that.
Sabay katabi ko pala, no? Patay. Sa tabi ng Mimi. Wag ganun. Yari ako nun.
Ganito, Christine. If you were to pretend the three of us would go and you were to plan for us the perfect foodie day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Sabi mo na may merienda, breakfast, lunch, merienda, dinner. Where would what are the restaurants that would come into mind for
sample itinerary?
Parang ganun.
For breakfast po, marami dito yung mga 24 hour na mamihan, just like ka-vibe ni Lizanellas. So ang mga pinagmamalaki dyan ay yung mga lugaw, mami, goto. Tapos pabonggahan sila ng add-ons on top. Marami pong ganyan dito sa Angeles.
Sharwin's already like...
Yeah.
Tapos breakfast pa lang, tatawag na yung doktor ko. Tama na, uwi ka na.
And lunch definitely is, why not? Pagmarangle talaga, no?
Yes, I wanna try that.
Good. And then for dinner, meron akong... This is really new. Ang pangalan niya, Olu Grill House. O-L-U. Kasi online lutong ulam is what it means. So it's a Kapampangan chef na nag-start ng business. And they serve yung mga dishes nila, 200 to 300 plus lang. Gusto niya rin makilala bilang mura pero masarap. And they're really good. Bago lang sila. But we already posted them, I guess, twice. I think one of the best kare-kare na natikman ko outside of my home. Kasi masarap pagluto ng kare-kare yung tatay ko. So,
wait, that's high praise, ha? Outside of your home, yan na yung one of the best na nakain mo. That's high praise.
Masarap talaga yung kare-kare. I'm that confident talaga ako dun na hindi. And then, we have other places here na rin na hindi na traditional. Like, na sila dun sa burgers. I tried this diner once. But, about, 10 days ago, I guess. Katapat po siya nung Celis. San Fernando. It's a diner serving biggest burgers. And I would say that
yeah.
Yung comment kayo doon. Yeah. I'd say like they're the best smash burgers in Pampanga so far. As well. May mga ganun. Marami tayo.
What was the name? Sorry? What was the name?
That.
You don't... Pardon?
Dish and
pardon.
That.
This and that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dish and that.
Yeah. Okay. Apo. So, meron tayo mga ganun. Nagsiserve ng traditional food at yung mga naggumagawa na sila ng international na touch pero using their skill as Kapampangan pa rin. Iba pa rin yung atake nila. So, okay din. Meron din dito like RK Smokey. The name of the place is RK Smokey. It's in Angeles City. Smoked beef, belly, melt in your mouth. It's also really good. They make their own sausage.
Oh my God.
It's also really, really nice.
Okay, you got me there.
Okay,
guys, less than 2 hours na lang ang drive.
Oh, mabilis.
Less than 2 hours, no?
We have to drive to Pampanga. We really have to set this. I mean,
yeah.
February pa lang ngayon. Maybe March.
That's my birth month.
Let's try to find... Oh, birth month. I mean, Christine, I we are deadly serious here. We would love to visit you if you would... Sure. We would be delighted if you could take us around isang malupit na itinerary.
Okay.
Tapos, ipasalubong kahit yung mga LA Bakery. Okay. Okay, masaya na ako doon
po yun, medyo wala yung kamag-anak namin yung sa LA Bakery.
Sobrang, yung cheese bread, dahil yung bibili doon.
Cousin ng lola ko.
Meron yung Pampanga na parang crepe na may sa loob. Na may, paano tawag doon sa dish na yun? Para siyang maliliit na crepe na may milk sa loob. Parang
yung parang inipit sa Bulacan?
Hindi. Crepe siya na half moon crepe. Tapos sa loob may filling siya na parang hindi pulver. Ano yung milk
yema,
na?
Yema. Pastillas?
Pastillas. Parang may equivalent siya ng pastillas na gawa sa carbo milk. I forgot what the name is pero sa Pampanga ko nakain.
Nakain ko yun ng Manyaman Festival. Yung pancake niya is parang medyo may konting glutinous rice so chewy. Tapos I think parang coconut jam nga po or yung palaman niya.
No?
Natikman ko po yun kasi dinalan doon ng bawat municipality yung specialty nila. And then niluto nila yun in front of us. And that was the first time I tasted it. Kaya medyo it took me some time to recall kasi I think that municipality is medyo malayo sa Angeles. So hindi namin siya commonly within reach. Pero natikman ko po siya nung recent Manyaman Festival. Manyaman is masarap, di ba? And we had that first festival noong December. And I think kami naman, we need more efforts in pushing our own cuisine, di ba? Parang hindi kami masyadong nagkakaroon na a long time ago may sisig festival. But for some reason, hindi nagpo-push. Parang we need more of that. Tapos when I went to Ugbo nga, sabi ko, bakit sa Pampanga, sabi natin, culinary capital tayo, ba't wala tayong parang Ugbo? Di ba? Sabi ko rin, tapos marami akong kakainan dito na hindi rin naman kapampangan yung may-ari. Pero dito sila nagbi-business ng food. So sabi ko, parang kailangan natin ng representation din. Parang masyado na lang tayong komportable na masarap ako magluto sa bahay.
May intimidating kasi kunwari, kaming tatlo, we're good friends with the, yung food and wine na organizers, yung Cebu Food and Wine, Manila Food and Wine, etc., etc. I asked them, bakit walang Pampanga Food and Wine? Pampanga is the culinary capital of the Philippines. Diba? Parang kumbaga sa Japan, Osaka is the belly of Japan daw, diba? I think it's the same sa Pampanga. Sabi nila sa akin, alam mo Ed, bakit? Ang yayabang na makapampangan, walang papayag dyan. Di ba? Parang lahat sila, ito kami masarap, bala sila. Parang ganun. Baka we can help us get this organized and started. Mm-hmm. Di ba? I mean, Christine, not for anything. We would love to have homegrown kapampangans. Really help us out with this. Kasi we are good friends with the organizers. We can connect, di ba? Ano naman yan Bridging people together, yung proper people. Para magkaroon na Pampanga Food and Wine Festival.
It's about time, di ba? Ano naman po? Kasi...
Right.
Ano pa?
Guys, plantanilya. Plantanilya pala yung sinasabi ko.
Apo.
Na dessert?
Plantanilya. Parang crepe siya tapos may pastilya sa loob.
I think yun nga.
Underrated daw from the comment section. Kapampangan asado. Ano to?
Asado. Mm-hmm.
Pork ba to?
Pork yan usually or pwede rin more commonly dila.
Yes.
Dila. Lengua. Mm-hmm. Gusto ko yun.
Tapos nakaluto siya in tomato sauce.
Okay. Guys, ako may last bonus question before we start wrapping up. Kasi halos naka 1 hour na tayo dito sa show, no? Favorite Christine, tayong lahat, baka may bonus last question. Quick fire round tayo, guys. Christine, I'm a sucker for sweets. Dessert guy talaga ako. Kaya hindi ako lumiliit na tao kahit anong diet gawin ko. Favorite ka Pampangan halo-halo na hindi razons.
Makabebes.
Makabebes. Yan ba yung may pastillas o kabigtings yun?
Kabigtings yata yung...
Describe what is a makabebes halo-halo.
Well, they're one of the first... brands na pinost ko when I was still playing around with it kasi they have this 1 liter halo-halo that's not common, diba? So Ang nakakatawa sa kanila, even if it's na, if basically commercialized na siya kasi marami ng branches, di ba? Pero lasang, ano pa rin, yung pag naghalo-halo ka sa baryo. Yung mga lasang binili mo pa rin sa gilid ng kanto. Pero yes, it's elevated. Pero hindi yung elevated that takes away from the original experience nung batang bumibili ka ng tigto 25 pesos sa kalye. It still resembles that a lot. Pero nice. Ano, alam mong upscale na siya. Pero nandun pa rin. Kasi yung iba parang, uy, okay, parang nare-recognize mo na lang na halo-halo kasi may yelo. Pero iba na yung experience. Wow. Ito, natutuwa ako kasi halo-halo pa rin. Pero level up, okay. Pero halo-halo pa rin siya. Sabi ko nga, kaya... And there a lot of people ask me, bakit ganun yung term mo? Parang halo-halong baryo. They're taking it the negative way. No, I mean it in the best way. Kasi ito yung halo-halong tinikman natin nung wala pa tayong pambili sa restaurant. Nung bata ka pa, tinira-tira sa baon mo, pinambili mo sa gilid ng kanto pag summer, it gives you that feel. Pero, restaurant na siya. So that's why I really actually
come to that. So cool.
So yan na yung merienda natin.
Yes.
Sa food tour.
Oh, okay na ako sa question ko. Kayo guys, any last ano, parting questions kay Christine?
Do you have any upcoming plans for Kabalen Foodie, your account? Are you... Have anything in store for us fans?
Ako po,
pwede mo i-share?
Medyo na loko ako last year actually sa dami ng events. Sabi ko, medyo I lost some time looking for the old carinderias and street food. I lost time for that last year. So sabi ko, this year, we want to come after that. That's why actually yung pinaka-recent na post ko right now is like mga nagtitinda ng palabok sa isang palengke dito. So I want to have more time for that. Because that's what I started out doing. Hindi naman agad yung mga upscale at mahal na mga buffet ang pinuntahan ko, di ba? I wanted to look for hole-in-the-wall mga undiscovered places. So I want to go back to that too. And
go back to your
yeah,
roots.
And have more time to cook for myself. Because last year, I barely even cooked for myself sa sobrang dami nung events and mga ano, mga projects ba. So,
good job.
Ayun.
Good job.
Kaushar.
No, I'm just thankful na you joined us tonight kasi dami naming na pick up no. About both food that we can get sa Pampanga but also yung content creation. No, which is I would say parang and how would you say it? Parang job du jour, parang ganun. Maraming gustong maging content creator, regardless of field. No? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important na the people engaged in that, yun nga, has the same ano, way of thinking as you. I think, so hopefully ma-pick up nila yun from this interview.
Thank you po. Although struggle po yan, kasi sometimes if you take your craft too seriously. Other people are just in it for what's funny. Diba? So sometimes, I struggle, sabi nila sa akin, wala ka kasi comedy. Hindi naman ako komedyante. Why should I? sabi ko.
Let me just interject. Ha? One of my favorite things that ano does, that Christine does, is I love how she makes bara her haters. There is no one that does it better than her.
Sa comment section or sa video mismo?
Sa comment section. Oh my God. When she shares it, because sometimes nakikita ko, and I'm always waiting, ano kaya sasagot dito ni Chris?
Yeah.
And it's always gold. And then, here, the comment sections can be as entertaining as the video itself. And what I love about it is how you own it. It's like, kala mo, hindi kita papatulan. Di ba? Parang ganun eh. Di ba? Sina-challenge mo
ako. Like yung minsan, okay. I suppose, nakakatabayan, ma'am. Lahat naman po ng food, scientifically, pag sumobra ka, nakakataba. Which you should understand kasi mataba po kayo.
Oh my
sometimes,
God.
That's my way of finding entertainment in it.
May sunog.
Hindi ka rin naman ma-entertain na lang. Baka in-enter na lang mo. marami talagang after, ano, di ba? Yung walang ginawa, kundi pangit yung sasabihin. Sometimes, or madalas, pa, ah, pagtatawanan mo ko, the joke's on you. Natatawa din kasi ako sa'yo.
Well, yeah, I have to throw that in. I can't think of a better way to end this episode yep. than that.
I agree. Christine, thank you. It's been a wonderful 1 hour of being able to talk to you and having you over. We really appreciate you saying yes to guesting. No, we've been trying to kick up the Sinigang again this year. Kasi dormant kami for a couple of months. Post-pandemic life. Nag-catch up lang yung work stuff sa amin. So ngayon, sabi namin, we want to remain the longest running and one of the only foodie podcasts in the country. There's probably 2 or 3 others out there, but you know, kami yung pinaka-cute eh. So wala yeah. silang magagawa. Yeah.
No? Okay.
we want to keep on going. We started this pre-pandemic pa eh. So sayang yung momentum kung titigil kami basta-basta. Thank you for guesting on the show. And with that, Christine, where can they find you? Please tell our listeners and our viewers, kasi aside from this live stream, they can listen to our podcast wherever they listen to their podcasts, like on Spotify, etc. So please let them know where to find you.
Ayan, so tayo po ay nasa TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, and our handle is Kabalan Foodie.
Yon. All right. So this has been another awesome. Ano yung kapampangan na masarap? Ay, sabi mo nina, manyaman?
Yes.
Manyaman? Another manyaman episode of The Sinigang. This is Chef Edward Bugia saying bye on behalf of my wonderful co-hosts, Chef Sharwin T and the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora. Christine, you are wonderful. Thank you, everyone. And goodbye and good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.